College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am so excited, Steve. We added something to the household, to the farm. And that is not a sound
effect. That's not a sound effect. That's legitimately your new addition.
Yes.
It's not Brad.
Nope.
It's not Barrett.
Nope.
You have a new rooster.
Yes.
I don't know how you do that. I remember when I went to Hawaii and I didn't realize how many roosters are in Hawaii just like roaming around. And like every morning it was just like a choir of these.
It should be the state bird of Hawaii, honestly.
Yeah. It's running crazy.
But his name is Tacky. He's a very nice boy. And I was chatting with Barrett about him yesterday.
Hey, Barrett. So I know you had some friends come over yesterday. And what did their mom bring to our house?
A rooster.
A what?
A rooster.
Yeah, usually when Sid's friends come over to our house, they don't even bring like alcohol, food. They definitely don't bring roosters.
And what's his name? Do you remember?
No.
His name is Tacky.
Tacky.
Are you guys keeping the name?
I mean, for now, sure. Usually we name them after comedians.
Right.
So we might have to like solicit for some, you know, thoughts on that.
I remember, yeah, but how old is the rooster?
He's still young. He's like under a year old.
Okay. I was going to say, if he's been around for a while, I think you got to just let him have the name.
Let him have his name.
Yeah.
Tacky. And so he's in the coop with the hens now, with all the girls. And who does not know about the rooster?
Dad.
He might know now because, you know, we share listeners. He does a radio show up in Bellingham, and sometimes we'll get like texts from listeners that are like, hey, I let Brad know about blah, 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 or Brad said this about Tyron.
Don't be diming me out.
Dad does not know. Should we keep it a secret for as long as we can?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I feel like you're making him do that against his will.
He is the worst secret keeper.
So is Tatum. Tatum will even set it up like, hey, let's keep a secret from mom. And it's never anything crazy. It's just like, you know, she put one of her toys in a different spot. And she's just like, let's not tell mom about it. I'm like, all right, yeah, let's have a little father-daughter, a little secret amongst us. Like, this is cool. Like, we're bonding. The minute mom gets home, she's like, Mom, I put my Paw Patrol toys in a different drawer. Like,
can we talk about this?
It's like, now I look like the bad guy.
Do you think he's going to be happy or mad?
Happy.
You think Dad?
Okay, well, first of all, I think that Barrett does not know his father very well.
No, he does not.
Because I don't think Brad's going to be happy at all.
He's a mama's boy.
You think Dad's going to be happy about the rooster?
Yeah, what if he sees it and he thinks it's beautiful?
Oh, I think that is a good possibility. I think he'll think it's beautiful. I think he's a very beautiful rooster.
But when he came out, he was coming out funny.
He was coming out funny. Oh, that's right. He came out butt first.
What? Brad came out butt first?
They brought the rooster over in like a little cat carrier.
Uh-huh.
And he was coming out. He like wouldn't get out of the crate because his butt was at the door. So it was quite an experience trying to get him out of the cat crate.
You can get kicked out of country music shows if you come out of a place like that.
Didn't he?
Yeah, it was really funny.
He came out of the crate butt first.
And I saw poop in the crate.
Oh, he probably got a little scared and pooped in there. You got a cough? Okay. Update, he has the flu, so that's good.
That's why I was like, is Jason Voorhees watching you guys? There's like some heavy breathing going on.
Yeah, right?
Feel better soon, buddy.
And Mom?
And what?
Should I use this to snowplow?
Yes, you should use that to snowplow, definitely. We do not have enough snowplows in this state. The roads could really use your help.
No, for the deck.
Oh, for our house. Okay, I thought you were going to go join the crew.
Yeah, what crazy kind of conversation is this? What was he using?
It was like...
The rooster. That's what I was like. Is it the rooster?
A John Deere, like, bulldozer that he was going to repurpose as a snowplow. Very helpful.
The Department of Transportation crew.
Why would I do that?
You know they have a whole crew. Okay. Why would I do that, idiot?
That is a kid that already understands what life is like. Why would I do extra work, buddy?
Why would I do
that? You know they have a whole crew of snowplowers?
But why would I... even do that.
Because you're a really hard worker.
And I would not do that.
I'm always asking him, what do you want to be when you grow up? Now I know it's not a snowplower.
I believe it's self-employed.
Whatever he says goes.
Why would I do that?
But can I tell you, I already figured out the rooster has a favorite hen. Oh. And they were sleeping next to each other last night.
I told
night.
You, Sarah.
I went out last night. I was like, I told Brad, I'm like, I'm just going to go out and tuck the chickens in because he doesn't know there's a rooster in there.
So when are you planning on telling him if he hasn't already been informed by our listeners?
Probably today.
Yeah.
I feel like today's the day.